It is time. Yes, you know, Saturdays, especially when it is the first Saturday of the month, and you are still alive,
my prayer every day,
you just give God the glory and say, Lord, I am grateful. And I'm talking to you, there are some people who today is their burial day. I will continue to say this because every Saturday, people are buried. Every Saturday, people are buried. In our local setting, every Saturday, some of us, we'll be even preparing to go for a burial service. But to the glory of God, God has given you and I this day. I want you to share the life. Wake somebody up. It is the first Saturday. Let us begin well. Yes. God is working.
Ever be forsaken. Oh, let them mask.
Thank you, Jesus. You are welcome.
Evalina Ustefeliana.
In the next 2 minutes, we are beginning the service and taking charge right now. But I just want you to focus your mind on something right now.
But in good and in bad times,
I think you are just left with 2 months for your year to end.
Father, don't let them march.
Just two months.
Let them march.
Share the life with friends and family. Share the life with your mother. Share the life with your father, with your sister, that friend that needs prayer, that brother, that sister who needs to hear the voice of God. Yes, Lord. I just wanted to wake somebody up right now. It's very early in the morning. It is 4:30 in Ghana. Wake somebody up. It's 4:30 in Ghana. Wake somebody up. Franklina, God bless you.
My prayer every day. Father, don't let them.
God bless you, Franklina. As you share the life, you are also preaching the gospel. You may not understand, but I want you to get it straight. As you share the life, you are also preaching the word of God. As you share the life, you are also telling people how God is. As you share the life, for the last time, I say you are inviting people to come and see what the Lord is about to do in your life.
Don't let them mask.
I want you to wake somebody up right now. Where is my God? My prayer every day. Father, don't let them ask. Don't let them ask, where is my God? I said, today is Saturday, right? And today is the first Saturday. Wow.
Don't let them ask.
Today is the first Saturday. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to thank God right now and say, Lord, I am grateful for this Saturday. I am grateful for this Saturday. I want you to thank the Lord right now and say, Lord, I am grateful that, oh God, I've been able to see the month of November. especially the weekend, which is the Saturday, the first Saturday of November. I've been able to see it. I tell you, last 2 months, people planned that this Saturday will be the day they will bury their loved ones. Are you part of their loved ones they are going to bury today? No. You are not part of those loved ones. Yes. A lot of burial this weekend, I'm telling you. A lot of burial this Saturday. Young, old, and even children. My God, I want you to appreciate God right now. I say, thank you, Jesus. 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 Lift up your voice and appreciate the name of the Lord. I appreciate the name of the Lord this morning. I want to appreciate the goodness of the Lord in your life. I want you to appreciate the goodness of God in your life. I want you to appreciate the goodness of God in your life. I want you to appreciate the goodness of God in your life. I want you to appreciate the goodness of God in your life. It takes the grace of God. Not anything but the grace of God. I want you to say, Lord, I am grateful. You are just being grateful for seeing the month of November. Somebody lift up your voice and give God the glory. Give God the glory, Father. We honor you, Lord. We magnify your name for who you are and the things you are able to do in our lives. Thank you, oh God, for giving us this month of November. Thank you for giving us the month of November. And giving us this day, oh God, we worship your holy name. We magnify your name for who you are and the things you are able to do, oh God. May your name be glorified. May your name be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody, I want you to acknowledge the presence of God. I say, Lord, if it hadn't been by you, oh grace, if it hadn't been by your presence in my life, if it hadn't been by your presence in my life, where would I be by now? Lift up your voice and give God the glory. Lift up your voice and give God the glory. Wherever you are right now, just give God the glory and say, Lord, I am grateful. I am grateful. Lord, 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 I am grateful. We give glory, oh God. We magnify your name. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yahweh is your name, oh God. Lift up your voice. Worship the name of the Lord. Worship the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice and say, Lord. Oh Lord, we give you glory. Yes, you go. Me now I see. I want you to say, Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I thank you for your goodness upon my life. Thank the Lord. I say, every weekend you have to thank the Lord. You know why? It's because weekends, some people will go on funeral grounds and never return. Some people will go for occasion, you know, weekend. Most people travel. And when you go on the stretch of Kumasi and other places, the accidents and the kind of things that happen on the road alone, and your life is spared, and your life is being spared, and your life is being spared. I said, this is the time you have to say, God, I am grateful, oh God. Yes, oh God, yes, oh God. Me now I see Why are you? Why are you? Lift up your voice and say, Lord, I am grateful. Lift up your voice and say, Lord, I am grateful. I tell you, no matter the problems you are going through, no matter the things that you are facing in life, there's one thing I want you to get it in your mind, that the Lord has taken not your life. To even be on this life is a blessing. Do you know why? The reason is that your faith to even connect with God is active. Your faith alone is enough. Because a lot of people has lost faith. My prayer all the time is that, God, may I not lose my faith. My prayer all the time is that, Lord, may I not lose my faith. You know, in this world, the devil brings all kind of manner of things into your life so that you may lose your faith. One time, when Job was going through a lot, Bible said, the devil intended that Job would lose his faith. But you know one thing, God said to the devil, you can do everything to Job, but his life, I tell you, his life, don't touch his life. You can imagine how worthy your life is. You can imagine how precious your life is to God. You can imagine how precious your life is unto God. Just imagine the gifts of life. Everything of Job was taken away. Including Job's marriage was taken away. Because it got to a time the woman could not stand the test of time. The woman could not stand the test of time. He said, Job, curse your God. Sometimes it gets to time that friends cannot stand with you any longer, because when they see the challenges you are going through, sometimes parents could not stand it again, because it seems as if you are complaining too much. Sometimes even your pastor becomes fed up, because it seems you are complaining too much. Sometimes your loved ones give up on you because they feel so many things are happening in your life too much. They can't stand it. Today this problem, tomorrow that problem. And sometimes people will even feel that because of something you are not doing right, that is why you are facing all those challenges. Yes. But one thing you should understand is that your life is more worthy than any of these. One thing you must understand is that your life is more worthy than any of these. Your life is more worthy. Your life is more worthy than any of these. Your life is more worthy than any of these. Your life is more worthy than any of these. Your life is worthy than any of the things. That is your understanding. That must be your understanding. Bible said, and the Lord said to Job, you can take away his riches. You can take away his children. You can take anything that makes him happy. Even his flesh. Because Job got to a time that he was even smelling. But his life was spared. His life was spared. His life was spared. This morning, I want you to appreciate God. In the next 2 minutes, we are going to move into the presence of the Holy Spirit. I just want you to take these 2 minutes and say, look back and say, Lord, you have spared my life. Give God the glory and say, Lord, you have spared my life. 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 Yes, I want you to look at yourself and say, Lord, no matter what I'm going through, you have spared my life. You have spared my life. I tell you, Job, businesses was taken away. All his businesses, all his riches. Anything that makes Job happy was taken away. I don't know what you are going through this morning, but what I know is that God has given you life. What I know is that your life is more worthy than any of these things. For there's a saying, if you have life, you have everything. There's a saying that says that when you have life, you have everything. Yes, as I'm talking to you, today is people's burial day. They have scheduled it long ago. They said, oh, the first week, and even some people be calling people, it's the first week of Saturday, the first Saturday in November is the burial of our friend and loved one, is the burial of my mother, is the burial of my sister, is the burial of my friend, is the burial of this. But I tell you, you are not part. Is the burial of this person so, so and so? You are not part. They are giving announcement about the burial of a friend. Of a friend. Some people, they are giving that. Hey, that your girlfriend, that your boyfriend. Today, it's next week. Oh, it's next week. Oh, it's the first week, first Saturday, fourth of November. Yes. Beloved, I'm reminding and recalling on you that today is the first Saturday and the first Saturday of November. I mean November. It is a burial day for a lot of people. People will be calling people, are you coming for my friend's burial, my mother's burial, my sister's burial? I saw a poster and it says 16 years. I said, aye, 16 years. People are calling on the barrier, but one thing God said to the devil, he said, you can touch anything around Job, but it's life. That is why I'm reminding you that the devil tried to touch anything around you, but God has warned the devil of your life. God warned the devil, said, ask for this person. If you like, give him all the troubles, but his life, a life, don't touch it. That is the blessings of the Lord. So if there's anything to remind yourself to appreciate God, is this. Now I want you to pray and say, oh God, I need your presence in my life. See, one thing that Job had was the presence of God in his life. Because nobody will be able to go through what Job went through and still be standing strong in the Lord. powerful, 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 powerful. I want you to pray right now. Today, I want to talk to you about something. But I want you to pray right now and say, Lord, I need your presence at where I am right now. I want you to pray right now. I say, Lord, I need your presence in my life. There's one thing that was with Job, the presence of God, the presence of God. In all his dealings, he acknowledged God. In everything that was happening to him, he acknowledged God and he understood God. That is the presence of God be with you. That is the presence of God be with you. Because when the presence of God is not with you, what are you standing for? What are you waiting for? And what are you fighting for? Yes. I want you to share the life we have begun. I want to share the life right now to as many as you can. As you do this, you're also preaching the gospel. Share it to a friend, share it to a loved one, share it to your husband, share it to your boyfriend, share it to anyone that you know is a blessing in your life. Share it to that person who wants to hold your hand, that person you believe that God can use to bless your life. Just share it to that person and tell the person, join now quickly, join now. I need the presence of God in my life. Let the presence of God, let the presence of God take charge. Let the presence of God take charge. May the power of the Almighty take charge. Mato seke te 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 brendi ande brenda hando sabrandi abagaba. Ale pako paro sabrandi hando seke te brehinta pa. Ale kohon te brehinta brandi hanta da da da. Ale kato seke te 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 sabrandi hanta de ganda brendi hanta pa. Let the presence of God take charge right now. Let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord. Mako paroshe keteniyande kedebrehiyada. Moses said, if your presence do not go with me, I will not go. You are asking for the presence of the Lord this morning. I said, share the life to as many as you can. Tell the person, wake up, come and join, and let us commune with Christ. I said, knowing Christ and the power in him. Today, we are going to see the power in Christ. We are going to know him and know the power in Christ. I said, I want you to ask for the presence of God. David said, and even Moses said, Moses said, if your presence do not go with us, we cannot move. We are calling for the presence of the Holy Ghost. Adipa, I see you, God bless you. Babo Sekedian Abrande Katabranda no Shata. Sayam, I see you pray and say, Lord, let your presence come upon my life. Makabadabo Sekedian the Ata. Yahweh is your name, O God. 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 Mato shekeri ata ta ta ta. Belebe kebre keto do 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 shebre kababla hande ata ta ba. Raparo shekeri ata ba do do shebre kataba. Let the power of God, let the power of God, let the presence of the Almighty take charge. 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 You are calling for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Moses said, if your presence do not go with me, I will not go. I will not go. If your presence do not go with me, I will not go. And David said, Lord, Do not take your presence from me. Do not take away your presence from me. In another word, do not take your spirit out of me. You are praying right now. Say, your God, let your power, your presence, take over the atmosphere. Take over the atmosphere right now. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice in prayer. 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 Mako pano sheka kada na bala no sebre kapara handu sa. Lekata na bala ne anda bala no sheka bara handu sa de. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It says, if your presence does not go with me, I tell you, one thing that was with Moses is the presence of God. Moses said, if your presence do not go with me, I don't know where you'll be going this morning. I don't know. But I feel within my heart that somebody has to pray for the presence of the Lord this morning as you step out. I don't know. The Spirit of the Lord is just telling me something. I don't know. As you are stepping out today, the Lord is telling that you should tell God, God, if your presence does not go with me, I will not go. Wherever you want to go today, wherever, as I see somebody stepping out, somebody, you want to go somewhere today, pray to God and say, Lord, if your presence does not go with me, I will not go. Lift up your voice in prayer. If you want to step out of your room today, if you want to step out today, say, Lord, let your presence go with me. 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 I don't know where you want to go today. But God is telling me that we should pray about going out today. I don't know, but the Spirit of the Lord is directing me to a place right now. We are going to pray. Before we continue, we are going to pray very shortly, quickly. If you want to step out today, not just stepping out to any place, an occasion or something, but there are people, the moment they step out of their room, somebody has poured something in front of their girl. As you are sleeping, you don't know what came to your place, what came to your compound, the operations and activities that went on in the house that you are living in right now. Yes, the Lord is telling me right now that we should pray concerning. I don't know. Any casualty, if there's a car you have to board, if there's a car you have to board today, and that car, that person who is going to drive the car has been cursed. As you are going out, whatever that has been cursed spiritually to cause harm to you, you are praying that the Lord will nullify it in the name of Jesus. If maybe you are ordering for a boat or an Uber, any kind of the taxi services, maybe you are picking a trotro and that trotro driver has been cursed. Maybe somebody in that car has been cursed. May God not allow you to go before you get there. That car should go. I don't know, within my heart, the Lord is telling me something right now. I should pray concerning this thing right now. I want you to lift up your voice and say, oh Lord, deliver me from the hands of the devil. Any casualty, the trees say something, or see, or sign. I did be a sign. There are some people who have gone through certain things, and the devil has placed a certain curse in their life. And the moment they get into your life, that thing begins to harm you. Listen to me, because Jonah refused to do the work of God, he was cursed in the boat, the ship that he was in. And the ship was going through certain things because of Jonah. You understand? That is how I want you to pray right now. You're going to pray right now that anything, what if Jonah did not own up? Listen to me. What if Jonah did not own up? Like all the people in that ship would have died. Because Jonah is a spiritual man and he understands activities. He decided to own up. Hear me? He decided to own up. There are some people. Yes, somebody. See, the compound you are living on right now, I see something happening in the realms of the spirit. The compound. See, before you move out of your room, you are saying to God, ah. Recently, I told my wife, because the Lord showed me something. Listen to me. Showed me something, and I told her, see, whenever you want to open the door, do this and that for this period of time. Yes, whenever you want to open the main door so that you go out onto the compound, do this and that before you move out. Because of what the Lord showed to me, and I'm on this life right now, I am seeing something like that, like Cappadocia, something trying to capture somebody. As the person, so you are telling God right now that, oh God, I don't know, when I raise this topic of the presence of God, and the thing begins to open my eyes to see somebody, it's like somebody is getting out of someone, something, and they were lost, and the thing came to capture them. You are praying right now, I won't be part of it, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your worship prayer right now. I want you to pray, say, oh God, this morning, if your presence do not go out with me, I will not go. If your presence do not go out with me, I will not go, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the presence of the Lord go with you. As you are stepping out today, may the presence of God with you. May the presence of the Lord come to wherever you are right now. In the name of Jesus, we silence and I declare that anyone sent by the devil to cause you harm will not be able to stand. In the name of Jesus, anyone sent in the realms of the spirit to cause you harm, it will not stand, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, it will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. 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 I declare you are delivered in Jesus' mighty name. You are delivered from the hands of the devil. May the presence of the Lord cover you wherever you are right now. May the presence of the Lord come at you wherever you are right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 May the presence of the Lord overshadow you. May the presence of the Lord overshadow you. May the presence of the Lord overshadow you. May the power of the Lord overshadow you. I want you to pray right now. That, oh God, as I move out today, every attempt of the enemy, anything being orchestrated in the realms of the spirit, anything being orchestrated, if anyone, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to take 1 minute and pray again about this. I don't know, it's my serious prayer topic this morning. This is not where I plan to go. Yes. You are going to pray once more and say, Lord, whatever has been planned in the realms of the spirit, every orchestrations of the devil, every orchestrations of the devil concerning my life, concerning my life, I come against the name of Jesus. Every orchestration of the devil concerning my life, in the name of Jesus, whatever being planned by the enemy, in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. For Bible says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, it's my refuge and my strength. I want you to pray and say, oh God, be my refuge and my strength. See, as you are moving out today, may the protection of the Lord be abound in your life. May the protection of the Lord be abound in your life. May the protection of the Lord be abound in your life. May the protection of the Lord be abound in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. May the protection of the Lord be abound in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want you to understand something. Anytime you are doing something, ask for the presence of the Lord. And sometimes, because of the troubles and the trials of life, because of the things we are going through in life, we sometimes forget that we need him. And that is a strategy of the devil to slow us down in life, in our faith. Now, whatever stage you have gotten to, I want you to understand something. Do not be dismayed. One thing I believe that is that consistency produces results. A consistent prayer, life, when you are beginning it, is sometimes down. Try to walk through certain things. Life will test how strong you are. The devil will also come to your way to make sure that you don't get what you have to get. Beloved, hear me. Today, I want to share something quickly with you and pray. That is how the devil is. Now, something happened in the Garden of Eden, and that thing was allowing the devil to enter. The moment we, Adam and Eve, allowed the devil to enter, their dominion, which is, was given to them in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, the devil began to have power over them because they submitted and surrendered unto the devil. Even though the devil did not create them, they believe rather in the devil. You know, now we believe rather in a lie than a truth, than the truth. Sometimes people believe in a lie. People want people to tell them lies. But the truth of the matter is that you must understand the things of God. The Bible said, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Listen to me. Most of times, we want to hear so many things. Yes, it's good. Prophecy is good. I always talk about it. I also prophesy unto people. I also prophesy unto people. But one thing you must understand is that the devil will always want to come at you and want to destabilize you and make sure that you fall out of your feet. You fall out of your feet. Some of us, the devil knows how powerful we are. So the devil will look at your stronghold. What keeps you going? What makes you happy? What in your prayer for some time now, you have been praying that, Lord, give me this, and the God gives you that, and the devil will use the same thing to destabilize you. Or they will see that you need this thing. When you get it, you are okay. God has answered your biggest prayer. So the devil will try to attack you in that side. That even when God has given you everything, that particular thing will not allow you to appreciate God the way you must appreciate. That particular thing will not allow you to appreciate God. And if you're not careful, it will steal your faith from you. It will take away your faith from you.
For my hope and trust is in you. My life is full of your glory.
It will take away your faith from you. It will take away your standing in the Lord. Now one day, in Matthew chapter 19.
For those who call upon your name.
Matthew chapter 19. Bible said, a young man came to Jesus. That young man feels that getting riches in life getting everything you need in life, as he feels, means that you are on top of the world. And he came to Jesus, was like, Jesus, what must I do to have eternal life? What must I do? What must I do to have eternal life? Then Jesus began to talk to this young man. Bible said, now behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want enter into life, keep the commandments. Verse number 18, he said to him, which ones? Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. The young man said to him, all these I have kept. All these I have kept. Let me tell you something. One thing a lot of Christians do not understand is because you don't know Christ. In life, our perfection as Christian is in Christ. Our perfection in Christ. No one is perfect. No one is perfect. So if you want to be perfect, you have to follow Christ. See, after this young man asking all these questions here and there, Jesus said something to him. He said, if you have kept all this, if you have the scripture with you, you can read it, your Bible with you, Go and sell your property and give it to the poor and come and follow me. Somebody may tell me that I have followed Christ for a long time. Yes, it's true. What have I gotten? I have followed Christ for a long time. I've been praying for a long time.
Father, don't let them ask.
Ah.
Don't let them ask. Where is my God?
I have followed Christ for a long time. I have been going to church for a long time. I have followed Christ for a long time. I have been praying for a long time. So do you know what happened? The young man, Jesus said to him, go and sell whatever you have. Come and follow me. Like the way other people, Peter and co, are following me. Bible said, and this young man left. Now let me open your mind up. Then this young man left. Now then Jesus said to his disciples, surely I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. But again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, then who can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Beloved, what am I talking about? I'm not talking about riches here. Jesus said something. He said, it will be very hard for the rich man. Very hard does not mean it is impossible. Listen. Very hard. It will be very hard. Does not mean the rich man cannot enter. Very hard means that it will be very difficult. And in life, one thing I've studied is that the moment we get everything we want, or we are a little bit comfortable, we forget ourselves. We easily forget ourselves. We easily forget ourselves. The moment we are comfortable, the moment you are looking for that job and you get that job, the moment you are looking for that scholarship, the moment you want to do this, you get that marriage, you get what you want, we easily forget God. Until we need something from God, we will not come to Him. So I have a friend who has been sick for some time now, a very good one, of course, and for some time I've been praying for him. And one thing I've been telling him is that, see, no matter how comfortable you feel you are today, Christ is the key. Don't miss Christ in your life. Don't miss the presence of God. He said, I'm not going to church. As from church, I'll not go for a pastor to chop my money. And I told him, see, even the person you are asking me that I should be praying for you, am I not a pastor? I'm a pastor talking to you, and you say you don't want any pastor to chop your money. This morning I'm hitting somewhere. He feels that he has gotten whatever he has, so all he needs is to enjoy himself. Now, is asking for prayer. He has been on sick bed. He's asking for prayer. He is asking for prayer. See, no matter your gaining, no matter what you achieve in life, don't be too arrogant. Jesus said, it will be very hard for the person who feels he has gotten everything to enter into the kingdom of God. It will be hard. There are people who are very rich, they are millionaires, and they are so humble to the level of putting themselves under the covering of Christ. Those are not the people I'm talking about. But this is somebody who feels that he's so perfect. He's so perfect, he has whatever he wants, so he can do whatever. He's even more better. Because at that point he was talking to Jesus, Jesus had nothing. Jesus realized that no, this man is not follow. He has not come to me. Because when Jesus was picking Peter ago, they were doing their own businesses. And even you remember that in the scripture, Jesus went with them for fishing, and they had a lot of fish. They could have said that we have gotten what we want from Jesus, so let us continue with our business. But they left that business and was following Christ. Very humble. Very humble to follow Christ. Because you are never perfect until you follow Christ. It is out of the perfection of Christ that affects us. It's not because you are perfect. It is the perfection of Christ. For Bible says that even our good doings is just like a filthy rag. It is the perfection of Christ that comes to perfect us. So the moment you follow Christ small, he is perfecting your life. So Jesus said to the man, humble yourself. You get away with whatever you think you have, and come and follow me and let me see something. The man came with arrogance. That young man came with arrogance. So Jesus said, it will be very hard for somebody who feels he has gotten everything to enter into the kingdom of God. Not just rich men, but some pastors also. Sometimes you get to a level of ministry, and some people even begin to feel like they are God. People have to worship them. Yes. Some pastors get to a level that they feel that people have to worship me. He said, it will be very difficult. That is why Jesus said, not he that says, call my name Jesus, Jesus. Some will be doing miracles with my name, but they will not enter into the kingdom of God. Some will tell me, I heal the sickness, I heal diseases, I prophesy with your name. And Jesus said, I will tell them I don't know them, because they were just using the gift of God. They were not following Christ. No matter who you are, you have been given a gift. Everybody on this earth have been given a gift. Some use their gift for so many things. Some use their gift to rob people. There are people who are very smart. There are people who are very, very talented. They have voices to sing, but the only thing they use their voice for. There are some people who are very good in talking. Some young men are very good. The moment the only thing they can use their communication skill for, not to convince people to come to church, but they convince people to follow them. They don't convince people to give them life, their lives to Christ. I say, knowing Christ and the power in him. I'll be a bad pastor if I don't teach you these things. I'll be a very bad pastor if I don't let you understand your purpose and why you must follow Christ. Today is Saturday. Let me sharpen your spirit right now for you to understand. Now, what I am telling you is that this young man left, and Jesus said to them, it will be very hard for a rich man, for the person does not humble. See, it says, but it will be very easy for a camel. Look at how big a camel is. And look at how, you just imagine you trying to put a thread in the eye of a needle, how difficult it becomes. And look at how big a camel is. Can a camel enter into the eye of a needle? It is impossible. It is rather the needle that will enter into the body of the camel. Yes. But Jesus said, it will be very easy, because the camel humbles himself to the master. The camel humbles itself to its master. Who is your master? Who is the controller of your life? Who shapes your life? Who talks to you and you listen? Who advises you? Who do you move with? Some of us, we are on our own. The moment we pray and we don't get what we want, God becomes our enemy. Then we begin to tell God the things we have done. We want to show strength. But beloved, God has sent me into your life not just to be telling you to pray fire, 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 kill your enemy, kill your the devil, kill whatever. You can even be the devil in your life. Yes, sometimes we are our own devils. Sometimes, because of the selfish interests, we make decisions without knowing Christ. We make decisions taking Christ as of out of him. Recently, I met a young man who has established a company, and he was telling me that he wants God to take over. He wants God, and he wants to employ Christians from the church to come and work there. He wants Christ every morning. The word of God must be preached there, because that is also his ministry. That is what he can also do. He said, I am employing Christians to come and work there. And every morning, I want them to pray over there. Every morning. I want them to be praying. He said, I want to employ Christians to come and work there. So he has also called me that every morning I should come and pray with the people. My God. And he said, man of God, come and preach the gospel there, because that is also my ministry. Some of us, God has given us so many things that we have found the availability, opportunity to spread the gospel. But what do we spread? We spread ourselves. The young man felt himself. He felt that I have gotten whatever I need to get in life. So nobody matters again. I am even above Jesus. He said, Jesus, what can I do to do the blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. He was trying to bluff. You are not perfect until you follow Christ. Christ is the perfection of your life. Is the perfection of your life. As you follow him, he perfects your life. That is why Bible said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What it means that when you are under the covering of God, when the devil is looking for you, the devil will not see you, but the devil will see God. God. What it means is that he said, follow me. It means that as you are following him, when there's an attack coming to you, that attack will meet Jesus first. When there's an attack coming, when the devil wants to accuse you of anything, the devil will not see you, but the devil will see Christ. I pray for you this morning. May the perfection of the Lord Jesus perfect your life in the name of Jesus Christ. May the perfection of the Lord Jesus Christ perfect your life in Jesus' name. May you not be like the young rich man who think he has gotten everything. So he doesn't need any advice. He doesn't need the word of God. He doesn't need anything, or he's looking for that reward. No. Jesus said, John 14:6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This morning, what I'm telling you is that you are not perfect, but it is the perfection of Christ as you follow him. The perfection of Christ as you follow him that comes to perfect you. It's just your life. You are walking with a very big prominent man, and you are holding his bags, and you are holding the things he carry. Wherever he enters, you enter there. I tell you, when he's giving a seat, you are also giving a seat. My God, as Jesus takes his seat, you are also giving a seat in Jesus' name. As you follow Christ, Bible said, Marco Sheka Parida do Sibri. The young man was like, how? Like, seriously? You want me to leave everything to come and follow you? Jesus was not telling him to come go and sell anything. All that he needed. He said, you leave everything aside and come and follow me. Like the rest are following me. He didn't tell him, come and be a pastor. No. Joseph Arimathea, who gave his tomb for Jesus to be buried, Bible said he was one of the disciples of Jesus. He was not part of the 12. Arimathea was a rich man, but he gave his life to Christ. A tomb that he needs to be buried inside. When Jesus died, he said, no, Jesus deserves it more than I do. So Jesus said, you could see how humble Arimathea humbled himself unto Jesus. Beloved, this morning we prayed a prayer that the presence of God will go with you. I said, knowing Christ and the power in him, Jesus called the man and said, come and follow me. Come and follow me. Go and put everything aside, because he was challenging Jesus. He didn't come to accept Jesus. That young man did not come to accept Jesus. He was trying to justify himself before God. He was trying to justify himself before Christ and let people know who, how he is. Because when he was talking, Bible said the disciples, and at that time, Jesus was not talking just disciples. There were a lot of people there, and he was questioning Jesus. Said, what must I do? And Jesus said, do this. He said, I have done everything. I am perfect. I don't need your preaching. I don't need your preaching. I don't know your preaching. I can preach you myself. Go away. And Jesus said, okay. You see, want more? Go and sell. You see these people? Peter. I bless Peter. He was going for fishing. He didn't get much fish. I went there, I blessed him. He had a lot of fish. He could have said that, oh, Papa, thank you for giving me a lot of fish. Thank you for increasing my business. Let me just be there. Yes, that is how some of us we are. The moment we are blessed, we forget about everything. Yes, Jesus said, it will be very hard. That doesn't mean that the rich man cannot enter. He said, it will be very hard. Because not just riches, it means that the moment we get, most of us, the moment we get that job, the moment we get that marriage, the moment we get what we eat. First, when we are not getting what you eat, you are praying all the time. Your life is Christ. Oh, come, meradi. The moment you get that thing, you are nowhere to be found. One day I went to somebody to preach to the person. I went to his house to pray for him. When I got there, he was rather telling me the things he have done. So he doesn't need a pastor. And you have called me to come and pray for you. He has just forgotten about himself because of what? His achievements. Now, sometimes people look at the achievements and forget. That is why God loved David. Bible said in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse number 1 coming, the Bible said, when David sat down in his church, he looked at the chair he was sitting on. He said, look at me, that bush boy, that shepherd in the forest, that boy who have been left alone for bear and lions to be chewing. Look at me today. Look at me today. Look at what I am sitting on. And he began to think about what he can do to promote the kingdom of God. What do you do to promote the kingdom? What do you do to promote Christ? What do you do? Some of us, we feel we don't need prayer again. We don't need the word of God again. The young man said, and Jesus said, it will be very hard. The moment you get something and you forget God, it will be very hard. It will be very hard. So, Jesus said, it will be very hard. My prayer every day. Verse number 27. Matthew 19:27. It says, then Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? You should be sleeping by now. Atu is here. God bless you, Atu. You are a blessing to the kingdom. We have left everything. Leaving everything does not mean that you have left your house. You have sold your house. You have sold this. No. Which means that my hope is based on nothing else than in Jesus. Whatever I have is of the Lord. Whatever I have today, whatever blessing I have in today, he said, we have left everything. But in good and in bad times, he says, what shall we get? What shall we get? Some of us, we are asking a lot of questions. Lord, my hope is based on nothing other than in you. The struggles I'm going through is only you I am depending on. People are asking, am I serving God? Lord, I trust in you. People even ask questions that I am going to judge every day. They are not seeing anything coming out of me. I have been praying for so long, oh God. People are asking. What is my reward for following Christ? What is my reward? What is my reward for supporting the ministry? Like Atu, when he comes here, he's spending time. Try to share the life and try to share the scripture. He said, what do I get by preaching Christ? When I mean preaching Christ, a lot of people feel that it is only when you are behind the pulpit. It's only when you are behind the pulpit. When you read Romans chapter 10, you will see the different giftings. There are people who are very good. They don't talk. They use their money to help people. They are opening businesses and they are employing people. They don't need to take money from you. They don't need to sleep with you. They don't need to do anything with you. All they need to do is to help you. And some people too have opened businesses. All they do is to sleep with women. Some people too, God has blessed them, and what they are using that blessing for is to help slay queens, to slay more, to help slave queens snatch people's husbands. What do I get by following you, oh God? What do I get? What do we get by following you?
For my hope and trust is,
what do I get from giving my life unto you? I tell you from today, God has given you a voice. God has given you a certain ability, and that ability can draw people. Now let me tell you something. Before, I was a stammerer. The way you are hearing me talking so fluently, I wasn't like that. To the glory of God, I used to sing in the church. Gradually. So when I want to sing, they will tell me to talk small. And sometimes it becomes very difficult to talk. The moment I open my mouth, what I want to say will not come. Then the next thing I will do is to raise my voice and say, Father, don't let them ask where is my God. My prayer every day, Father, don't let them ask where is my God. Then I begin to sing. When I begin to sing, then I begin to talk to the people. Then I begin to talk to the people. It is the Spirit of God. Continuously, gradually, that chain of stammering broke up. See, maybe you have found yourself in a certain environment. Use that environment to preach Christ. Use that environment to talk about Jesus. That is our faith. See, we are nothing without your faith. See, I'm going to talk about some time to come. Maybe next week, I'm going to talk about defending your faith. And you will understand what it means to defend your faith. Today, I'm ending. Peter said, oh God, we have left our home. We have left our home have left my bed listening to Apostle Jonathan. Why am I listening to him? Because he's preaching the word of God, not himself. He's not preaching himself. I'm talking to you. Whatever I'm saying, I am preaching Christ to you. I am not talking about myself. If it were to be myself, you wouldn't have listened to me. Yes, I'm telling you about Christ, not myself. If I mention myself, then I mention what God has done for me, not myself. So, beloved, we are praying just some few minutes prayer. You are saying, oh God, they are asking, do I really serve you? Father, what I know is that Bible said in Mark chapter 11, Jesus commanded his disciples to go to a certain village, and when they get there, they will see a cart, a donkey being tied there. And Bible said Jesus commanded that they have to release that donkey. And they released the donkey and brought it to Jesus. I'm not going to enter into it. Now get the scenario here. Bible said the moment Jesus sat on the donkey, people begin to throw things onto the donkey. People begin to throw things down for the donkey to walk on. Listen carefully. The things they were throwing, it was the donkey that was walking on, even though they threw it onto Jesus. Listen carefully here. It was Jesus. Beloved, you are saying to God, Lord, may I walk in your glory. May I walk in your glory. May I walk in your glory. And may they not ask, where is my God?
All my trust is in you. My life is full of your glory. Oh, let them ask, where is my God?
May they not ask, where is my God?
For those who cast all their cares on you,
they
shall never be forsaken.
Oh, let them ask.
Father,
where is my God? My trust in you. My trust in you. Lord, I know I am not alone.
When everything wonderful apart,
beloved,
my life no one makes sense at all.
Just try to tell God, Lord,
my assurance is empty.
Whatever I am going through,
Jesus, you were seated on the throne.
I know I am not alone.
When nobody,
David said, even though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death,
when he be like same,
what keeps me going is that I'm not alone.
My assurance,
if I should be alone, then I'm dead. There's no hope for me.
Jesus, you are seated on the throne.
Romans 8:18. Are you there? Put it there for me. Romans 8:18.
Jesus,
beloved, I am here to tell you, your walk with Christ, knowing Christ and following Christ, is not in vain. You are not alone. Romans 8:18. 11 says, but if the spirit of who raised Christ, Romans 8:18, it says, I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing. Listen to it carefully. Whatever what you're going through today, and you are asking questions, God will not put you to shame. Let the devil laugh today, but very soon you'll be laughing at the wrong side of their mouth. Those who speak about you, let me tell you, those who talk about you, those who feel you are useless because you have given your life to Christ, those who say you have been praying for so long, you have been going to church, you are too pastor, they even sometimes people even call you pastor when you are not their pastor. Jesus, tell them you are not alone. Say to yourself, I'm not alone. Say to yourself, I'm not alone. No matter what I mean, Kadosha Tabakada Badadosh. No matter the way, Bible said, Jesus was with his disciples in the ship, and they were going, they were in the boat, and they were going to the other side. Jesus was so tired, as human that he was at that time.
When my life no one
as human as he was at that time, you know, we get tired.
My assurances,
he got tired, so he was taking the rest. Then a certain wind Jesus began to blow. I don't know the wind that is blowing in your life, at your workplace. I don't know the kind of wind.
When it be like, say, my life,
I don't know what you are going through at this point of time.
My assurances,
the Bible said they did all that they could do. Yes, still, the storm was so heavy. The more they do, the more the storm goes higher.
Jesus, you are here with me.
Sometimes the more you rely on your certificate, the more finding jobs becomes difficult. Because sometimes people even look at your CV and they say, ah, we can't employ him.
Jesus, you are here with
me. Ah. People look at you. Sometimes the more you look so handsome and so beautiful, that is when men run away from you. And life. Life. The more you look so beautiful, the more you look, that is when you use your power. Your power. Your power. Bible said the more they try to solve the problem, the more the problem gets hotter. God bless you, all of you, for joining this life. God bless you all for joining this life. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I want you to follow me so that whenever I join this section, tomorrow I'll be live 4 a.m. sharp. Please follow so that you can be a blessing, or you can be blessed. So that you can join, please follow me quickly. Yes, I said the more you want to use your own power. Some women are very beautiful. Sometimes you look at the women that are not married. Most of them are very beautiful. Some of them very hardworking. Very hardworking. Very hardworking.
makes sense.
So the question I ask, sometimes men will be looking for men, women that are very hardworking. It means that it's not by power.
Jesus,
it's not your own doing. Sometimes I look at people's CV, how brilliant they are, and looking for joy. Sometimes you look at some people, very hardworking, but nothing. They were in the boat. Bible said they did all that they could. Jesus was in the boat too. They have forgotten that they are not alone, and they have to call on him. I have 7 minutes to end. All that I want to tell you, that know Christ and know the power in him. Some of us, we don't know. Bible said, and they realized that now they were not alone. They are not alone.
No matter what I face, I know fear is my faith.
They are not alone. They are not alone. This morning I want to tell you, you are not alone. You are not alone. No matter what you are going through, get to understand that you are not alone. And let the power of Christ begin to rise up in your life. Said, arise, arise, as our sister, arise, arise. I want you to rise up and say, I'm not alone. My life is not destroyed. My life is not destroyed. No matter what I'm going through, I'm not alone. No matter the challenge I'm going through, no matter what is going on, I'm not alone. Jesus is speaking to somebody right now. I tell you, you are not alone. You are not alone. Get to understand that Jesus is working for you. He is with you. And the disciples asked, what shall we also get for following you? Don't forget, I am with you. I am with you. I always talk about David because David has one thing. David, Bible said, we all know Psalm 23. Do you really look at it well? Psalm 23, he said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. For the Lord is with me. For the Lord is with me. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on God. Don't stop moving. Don't stop doing what you have to do. Don't stop knowing Christ. Don't stop. Move on. Move on. Move on. Move on. For you are not alone. There will be a time. There is a time. There is a time. Bible said, it shall tarry. But it should surely come to pass. It will surely come to pass. It will surely come to pass. It will surely come to pass. I tell you, your prophecy will surely manifest. 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 Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. I am here to tell you, no matter how the devil tried to paint you, no matter what image the devil tried to portray you out there, I tell you, you are not alone. David said, I'm not alone, for the Lord is with me. I tell you, the Lord is with you. 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 Whatever you are going through, whatever you are going through, Jesus is with you. Ha! I am ending, and I want to leave this with you. It's just a piece of advice. Ha! No matter what you are going through, don't go, I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to mention everybody here, and what the Lord tells me, I'm going to say unto you. Don't go. If you are here, just comment and let me see you. Yes. One thing I believe is that consistency. 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 Let me give you a scenario right now. As when we started the life, we were just two, I and somebody. But now, look at, if I've said that I am tired, so people are also tired. I'm very tired. I'm talking to you. Even waking up became very difficult for me. But I said, I have to do the work of who sent me. Yes. I am talking to you right now. And people begin to join the session. Gradually, 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 gradually. Yes. Gradually. It means that consistency. Don't stop what you are doing, for Christ is looking at you. God is just looking at your feet. Anytime you are breaking down, anytime you are losing faith, just remember what David said. He said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. 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 And he continued to say that he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Beloved, wherever you are right now, very soon you will manifest. Very soon. Bible said, in its own time it makes all things beautiful. In its own time it makes all things beautiful. I tell you, very soon the Lord is going to make all things beautiful in your life. Don't give up. 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 Never give up. Don't listen to what the world is saying. What the world is saying is different from what God is saying about you. There's one thing I always tell people. What people are saying, is that what God is saying about me? Listen carefully. People condemn Job. Human beings will condemn you. Human beings will say whatever they want to say about you. Yes, they have the right. That is their time to say whatever they want to say about you. Yes. But you know the relationship you have with Christ. You know the reason why you are following Him. Not just for today. There are a lot of people. I knew a man, very rich man. Now let me tell you something. In this life, we are not just for ourselves. We are following Christ, not just for ourselves, but for our generation. Some people, they are calling their grandparents and grand. You see Ghana today. Beloved, I have to end here, but follow me quickly so that you can be a blessing. No pot bean as a session. And I thank God for your life. God bless you so much. Tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. join the life. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray that the presence of the Lord will touch your life. Vivi, I see you. Ah, Franklin, I see you. God bless you. Kojo, tomorrow morning is going to be prophetic. 4 a.m. Please follow me so that when I join, you'll be alerted for you to join. God bless you. God bless you. No matter what you are going through, your time will be announced very soon. Your victory will be announced very soon. Your victory will be announced very soon. Your victory will be announced very soon. Lily, I see you. God bless you. Your victory will be announced very soon. God bless you. 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 Ah. Katoshe katabrati. Knowing Christ and the power in Him, you are blessed. See you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Please follow me quickly so that we can all have that impartation. Tomorrow morning is going to be prophetic. Continue to join. Ah.